I'm walking to your door 100 nights before, and I walk you to the end of the world. 'Cause I'm falling into love, it's heaven's wonder drug. I'm addicted and only you can fix me, girl. I'm gonna love you till the sun burns out, love you till the sun burns out.
Till the Sun Burns Out by Sibel, who has won 2 Juno Awards, a Western Canadian Music Award, and countless others, and whose music has charted in the top 10 on Billboard and has been placed in television programs on CTV and MTV. I spoke with Sibel over Skype. Thank you for joining me for Indie Beat.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Can you tell me a little bit about your musical history? Did you grow up in a really musical family?
Yeah, I grew up in Fort St. John, B.C. originally, up north in B.C., and moved to Salmon Arm when I was 12. And my dad was a drummer, my mom was a piano player. They both played music in church a lot, so that's kind of where I cut my teeth and got my start, was playing piano and singing in church. And yeah, so we, you know, had a very musical family, developed a love for music from an early age. And I remember sitting on my grandma's house. We lived with my grandparents for a while in Fort St. John, and I would sit cross-legged on my mom's old bed, and I would read, you know, I don't know, it's a CDs and read about the music industry. And I knew back then at the age of 8 that I wanted to do music for a living. And so yeah, it's always been a part of my life. I can't imagine not having music in my life. And yeah, it's been a pretty wild ride, but yeah, definitely had a musical home and a lot of access to instruments and, you know, stages to perform and learn and make mistakes and stuff. So it's been a really, really great journey.
Here in Salmon Arm, we all like to claim you as being from here. Were there any music teachers locally that were inspiring to you particularly?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I mean, that's Sam and I'm still home. That's where I got my start musically, really. I sang at a talent contest in Centinoka Mall when I was 12 years old, and I remember seeing James Murray from the Observer there and meeting him for the first time. He took my photo, and yeah, and so, you know, that's really where my career started, was in Salmon Arm. That was the first time I'd really performed, aside from, you know, some churches and some weddings and stuff like that, just like, you know, fun family gatherings. But yeah, I started performing publicly in Salmon Arm, and then I went to high school at Salmon Arm Secondary, grade 11 and 12, and Mr. Brian Pratt Johnson was my music teacher there, and he was just always so encouraging and always really believed in my gift and in my talent. And, you know, was, you know, even when things were tough, he was always there to encourage me, and was always there just to kind of show me that I could do it and I could make a living doing it. I think that was a really, I think we're in a different time now. I mean, that was over 10 years ago, probably. I think it was. But, you know, I think at that time for me in high school, and all my friends were going to school to be a teacher or to be a doctor or a lawyer, and all these, you know, jobs that were, you kind of know what you're getting into when you sign up for that, right? With music, it's very, it's very unknown. And so at the time, there's, you know, there was some people in even in the school, they were like, are you sure you want to do music? You know, and Mr. Pratt Johnson was always like, you know, you got this, you got the good, you got what it takes. So yeah, I had some really amazing support back then. And it's great to be coming back to them, to see everybody again.
You were a successful musician for many years before rebranding yourself as Sabelle. Mm-hmm. How do you feel your sounds evolved with this new incarnation?
I think in a lot of ways, this new, you know, brand, the new sound, and the new project, for me, it's almost a new person. You know, I kind of look at, I went by Greg Sabelle for years, and when I started the Sabelle project, I was just kind of a little burnt out on music, and I had been working primarily in the Christian pop genre, and so I was making music for that genre, and, you know, and that's what I grew up listening to, so I grew up on gospel music, and there was never any, like, you know, bitterness towards that genre at all. It's just more like, I needed to change, I needed to kind of, you know, give myself more colors to work with creatively, and I wanted to just make music that was for everybody, you know. And so that was, for me, the Sabelle project was a chance to kind of start from scratch while still keeping some ties to my name. But I didn't tell any of my fans. I didn't tell anyone. I just kind of released new music and kind of went dark as Greg Sabelle. And then the Sabelle project with the new spelling and, you know, new visuals, even the photos, we, you know, purposefully my face was hidden because I didn't want people to know right away that it was me. And just, you know, I think for me, I needed to have a fresh start, but I also didn't want to abandon my fans completely. And so I thought, you know what, if we can tweak the name a bit, they're going to catch on eventually. And so there's a time when I, you know, when the single started breaking, Till the Sun Burns Out released to radio, and in a week and a half, it broke top 40 and across Canada. And I remember getting tweets from fans saying, this guy sounds just like you, he's stealing your sound. And I did a radio interview in Red Deer, Alberta. And during the break, the DJ asked me if I'd heard of this guy in BC named Greg Sabelle, and wondered if he was my cousin and my brother. And I was like, well, I hate to break it to you, but it's me. And so, you know, it was a pretty fun, for me, I just needed that reset, because I've been doing music since I was, you know, 17, right out of high school. It had been my job. And so I was, you know, probably, I think I was 29 at the time when I rebranded and did the Sabelle project, and I just needed a fresh start. So it gave me some kind of new excitement about music and about creating, and, you know, a new palette to work with. And I think it also gave my fans that have been with me for a long time something to get excited about too. So yeah, it's been a really fun journey. And musically, I think, you know, the songs are, obviously it's still me, you know, I'm still the same guy. I'm working with different people this time. And I've worked with a lot of guys in LA and Nashville and Toronto, and I think that's changed the flavor of the music a lot. But it's also musically a little more electronic, a little more pop, a little more just like, you know, I would say my first two records had a lot of, you know, real guitar, real bass, real drums. And for me, I'm just a pop music fiend. I love pop songs. A really good pop song to me is like a piece of art. because I know how hard it is to write that and how hard it is to make it. So with this project, I kind of just gave myself the freedom to just kind of throw all the rules out the window and just be like, I'm just going to make songs, going to make pop songs, and I'm going to do them however we want to do them, whether that's using only computers and using, you know, synthesizers, or using only guitars and sampling the guitars. And so it's been a really, really fun process. And I think that's probably the main difference, is that the stuff I'm recording now as Sabel is a lot more electronic, and there are way less rules that I've imposed on myself. I'm just giving myself the freedom to create and have fun. And I think that's really important. You know, I think if you're not having fun, then it's time to hang it up. So yeah, that's kind of been my journey.
Appropriately, since I'm talking to you while you're in an airport, your recent record is entitled Songs for Flight Delays.
Mm-hmm.
And the lead single, FOMY, Fear of Missing You, recently entered Spotify's Viral Canada chart at number 16. What can you tell me about that song?
Well, I had just decided that I was going to move to Toronto. I just signed a lease for a loft in Toronto, and I was about to sign a music publishing deal to become a songwriter. And I was actually on the verge of hanging at my hat as a artist. And so I was like, I'm going to just be a songwriter. I'm just going to write songs for other people. And, you know, I've done that before. I've written for artists like Paul Brandt and Keisha Shante and New City, different acts like that. And so I was looking at that and thinking, you know what, I think I'm just tired of doing the artist thing. It's a lot of work, and I'm just going to focus on writing. And then I went to LA, and right before I went to LA, I'd also met a girl. And so there's, you know, new apartment, new potential job, new girl, go to LA, and met my now manager, and started meeting with music publishers and record labels, and all these doors suddenly started flying open. And I was like, oh man, as soon as I thought I was done, it just came back to life again. And so yeah, that for me, that song Fear of Missing You was about that. It was about that relationship. It was about, you know, being away from my little 2-year-old nephew, who I love dearly. He's like one of my favorite human beings on the face of the earth, and he's in Vancouver. And so, you know, I think the song was really about just that, just being afraid of missing out on the people that are, you know, most important to you, whether that's in your love life or your family. So yeah, that's why I wrote it.
What can I do when my feet are in California, but my head is with you? I don't wanna let you go. Afraid of missing you. It's like I'm always running to beat the hourglass. But baby, if you're coming, you know my bags are packed, and we can meet at Heathrow. I'll be a gay 15. I'm trying to be a hero while chasing down this dream. I've been waiting all day to call you. What can I do when my feet are in Barcelona, but my head is with you? I don't wanna let you go. Afraid of missing you. It could be 4 days, for 45 minutes, but it's not my place without you in it. I've been wishing you were here, but until then I'll send postcards and Polaroids. Postcards and Polaroids. I don't wanna let you go. I don't wanna lose you dreaming. I gotta figure this out. I gotta figure this out soon. 'Cause I'm afraid of missing you. 'Cause I'm afraid of missing you.